G'day, Tom.
G'day.
Thanks for coming in. I say you're a Brisbane native, but I actually don't know if you're born and bred Brisbane.
That's true.
You are?
There's a mysterious past, but it's only mysterious because it's not spoken about. I didn't grow up in Brisbane. I grew up near Brisbane
in
a small little town about an hour north.
Okay.
And then ended up in Brisbane years later. I'm far from a Brisbane native, but I've spent the last 4 years there, and then 5 years before that I was in Europe, and then a couple of years before that I was in Brisbane. So
okay.
I don't know.
So you've been around a bit. We'll chat about how you were in Europe as well for the last album, but congrats on the album. It came about 5 months ago now in July.
Yeah.
Future Proof is the name of it. It feels like a real roller coaster of emotions on that album, but a really slow, relaxing roller coaster. but it sounds like you had a pretty tumultuous time of it, maybe preceding that album. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. It was, we're living in, like my partner and I were living in Dublin for a few years and Paris for a couple of years. Came back to, like, that was just an incredible time. Like, those cities are great to visit, but to live in is a different story. The sort of really open up to you after you spend a year or so there, and the communities kind of welcome you in a bit more. And then coming back to Australia and then having a big breakup, you know, everyone has them. It's a shame, but it's a part of everybody's life. And so I thought, you know, writing a record that is as simply honest as possible about those experiences. Some of the songs are very, very straightforward, as in, this is how I feel right now.
Yeah.
Not balanced, not like trying to sort of tell both sides of a story or anything. I do enough of that, and most songwriters do. We do a lot of exploring both sides of things, but this record's got both things. It's got kind of like the beginnings and the hope and the beauty and everything to do with these incredible things that are relationships. It's so strange that you can find yourself in someone else.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then, so it goes through the things in terms of breakups and also afterwards with the sort of the broader view you get at the end and how it's not the end of the world, and there's so much great stuff you had while you were in it.
That's right. It comes around positive ending, looking forward. Looking forward to what's coming up in life. Music, can it be therapy?
I think definitely. People sort of use it to reflect their mood or to bring them up or down or whatever. But I sort of feel like in a lot of the music that I like because it takes me into something intense, whether it's intensely great, scary, beautiful, weird.
Yeah.
I like it to take me somewhere. And then once I've been there, I'm free to that's a part of me expressed and move on to something else. You know, like, it's not like you need to dwell in these intense things all the time.
Yeah.
There's just like an outlet for them and you just experience it.
You did mention just a second ago that you weren't looking for balance or circumspection in your writing there. You were just being honest and saying how you felt at the time. Are you like that in real life as well? Do you find yourself, you know, fairly straight ahead?
Yeah, I have, like, I think I've developed an idea of what I do, and I think it's really important to have opinions, but it's also really important to know when to change them.
Yeah.
So I always have an opinion on something, but I'm happy to change it at the drop of a hat.
It's all about listening, right? Listening.
Exactly.
and adapting and learning.
Yeah. And that's a huge part of songwriting. It's just a lot of listening and figuring out what's in your own head. Just that's hard enough, listening to whatever's going on in your head.
Yeah.
Listening to other people and trying to, like, that's almost a bit easier. I think it's less cloudy. You know, you get sort of, you only get one version of someone when they speak. In your head, you've got about 10 versions of you and
that's
different
true.
Possibilities. It's very confusing.
I find myself trying to dissect how a musician was feeling when they wrote something, you know, and I listen to your music And I'm trying to do that as well because I'm trying to think of where you were, but you actually make it quite easy. Like I could listen to the lyrics, read the lyrics. You put the lyrics up on the site, on the Bandcamp, and I could read the lyrics and listen to the music and go, oh, well, I know exactly how you were feeling when you wrote this song because you pretty much put it right out there.
Yeah.
And that sort of honesty you don't sort of see a lot. A lot of the time musicians will dance around a little bit more and maybe make it a little bit more cloudy.
Yeah.
But you don't.
I think like the idea of making it cloudy is good for one in one way is it's not like if things are too literal they're not very enjoyable, but I feel like if you can get at something very clearly but not speak about it directly, that's pretty amazing, and that's what I try to do. I try to get at something very simple, but not necessarily be literal about it.
Now, you, as you say, you were living in Ireland and in France for a bit, and then you came back home, and Francis Greenwood, also known as Whitley, did he hit you up when you got home and said, hey,
he did.
Let's make some music?
Yeah.
And have you worked with him before and albums as well, so when you were in Australia before being overseas?
Yeah, we played together years ago in like this little tour that a booking agent put together with five people who didn't know each other at all. And one was like Laura Jean. I don't know if you heard of Laura Jean. She's amazing. Old Man River.
Yeah. Who famously retired from music a few years ago.
Yeah.
He was great.
And Whitley was one of them. And we hit it off and we've been doing bits and pieces together since. And yeah, he's got some amazing, well, he had some amazing gear. He doesn't have it anymore. But he's quite a brilliant kind of music mind.
Yeah. And he produced the album. Did he jump on and play any of it as well?
Yeah. He played a bunch of, there's some synth stuff on there, a little bit of vocal stuff that he did. I don't think he played any guitars, even though guitars are, he's a really amazing guitarist. I think I played most of the guitars.
Yeah.
But Casey Hartnett from a band called Sleep Decade also played on it, and Sleep Decade are an incredible band from Melbourne.
Cool.
I hope you get to hear them soon. They're putting a record out soon.
I'll look out for them. Francis said he wanted to make an album that sounded like how he hears you.
Yeah.
What did he mean by that?
Well, like he wanted vocals up front, and he wanted it to be textural, and because you know there's a lot of the stuff that I've recorded in the past is a bit floaty, and there's a bit of verb, and the vocals are a bit dusty sounding and stuff like that. They're not real like close, and you can't hear every tiny little thing.
Yeah.
So he said, "Nah, we want to hear everything."
Okay.
So he wanted it to be, a much sort of, I think the way that you experienced it is, and you can kind of tell what's going on, a part of that is because he's just.
Yeah, no, and the vocals, you're right, you say they're right up front, they're very clear.
Yeah.
And you listen to it on headphones particularly, it's in your head, it's great.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get some music in our heads right now.
All right.
Tom is going to play us a brand newie, apparently, one that you've been playing on tour at the moment. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, all these songs on Future Proof, I mean, it does have there's a trajectory that it kind of goes through from kind of intense stuff to more retrospect and just, you know.
Yeah.
But it sort of feels a little bit like, as my harmony singer puts it, is sunset kind of songs. And I've written a few new ones very recently and a couple when I was in Sydney last time, and it's more sunrise music. And so I feel like at this time of day, it makes a bit more sense for me to play that.
It sounds great. All right, I'm going to swing this mic around. And what's the song called?
I don't know if I've even got a title for it yet. Oh, it's called... no, there's a couple of lyrics in the chorus that I'm going to probably use.
All right, we'll let people work out what they call it as we go.
They can just tweet at me if they think that they've got a good title.
Okay, live in the studio here at 2SER, we're going to have Tom Cooney playing a brand new track.
Light leaves no trace when it's gone, but in the morning you can see what has has been faded from the constant gaze of yesterday's sun. Well, all my thoughts are mirrors, all my memories just guesses. In my life's written long ago, and now I just turn the pages. Sail me out and watch me burn with smoke of corners never turned. Feel my senses born again, but I left something back at the water's edge. Well, all my thoughts are mirrors, all my memories just guesses. In my life's written long ago, and now I just turn the pages. I'm branching out from my old tree. Its shadows catching up to me. The light is in my hometown eyes. Will I see through my own disguise in time? In time.
Right, there is Tom Cooney live in the 2SER studios. Yeah, feel free to spin that around. That was amazing. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing that.
It's a bit tough first thing in the morning, but I got there.
the voice, but it's, like you say, it's an early morning dawn song. It awakens us up to our voices and the sun and I don't know.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Ow.
Oh, getting whacked with headphones.
The headphones just hit me in the face.
We'll quickly bring up your show tomorrow night. You're playing, well, two shows. In fact, if you're down south in Thurool.
Yeah, tonight.
See, tonight?
Yeah, I love Thurool. It's an amazing little place.
Yeah, it's a beautiful little town.
Frank's Wild Years. Is that record store?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great place. It's a real funky little area, little town.
Mm.
And tomorrow night in Sydney at the Brighton Up Bar down on Oxford Street with a couple of special guests as well. You're touring with Angharad?
Yeah.
Drake?
Angharad Drake.
Angharad Drake.
Yep.
And also Georgia Mulligan's coming along.
She's joining
tomorrow.
Us today. Yeah, it's going to be great. I really like both of their stuff. It's beautiful.
Very cool. Very cool. Looking forward to that. I'm going to come down tomorrow night.
Great.
I've got nothing on. I'll come and check it out.
Beautiful.
Well, can we have a beer and watch you have a beautiful sing? It's going to be a really nice vibe.
I got my harmony singer for that one as well. So the playing with her is another world to me. Like it's incredible. Like she's an extension of my voice somehow. Her talent is amazing. So I think just if you want to come to see someone with a beautiful voice, just come and see her and you're going to have a really nice night.
All right.
Plus Angharad and Georgia, those guys are amazing.
Guaranteed.